CBS Radio Update, I'm Robert Garcia. Communist hardliners have taken control of the Soviet Union this morning, placing Mikhail Gorbachev under house arrest, hundreds of armored vehicles pouring into Moscow. But it's not only tanks in the rain-soaked streets of the Soviet capital, there are also people, thousands of demonstrators defying a ban on protests, climbing on military vehicles, chanting Yeltsin, Yeltsin. The president of the Russian Federal Republic, Boris Yeltsin, strongly condemned the coup today, calling for a general strike. President Bush was cautious in his response to the coup, calling the development stunning and the situation murky.
Let's just remain open on this as to whether it's going to succeed or not.
Former Soviet Foreign Minister Edward Shevardnadze is urging the West to support Soviet reformers against the hardliners. He says what reformers must do now is appeal directly to the Soviet people. And he adds that democratic leaders should call for a special session of the Soviet National Legislature to introduce what he terms extraordinary measures. CBS Radio Update, I'm Robert Garcia.